Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ticket Text, and Sully's got this story about Sean Payton that we got to hear. Number of people enjoyed the Copper Chef, which is unfortunate because then it encourages Roberto to do more of them. Luckily for him, I think he's covered the entire product line. Foles look like garbage against the Bears. We all saw the game. This is nuts. Imagine if Mahomes got hurt this year around the same time Wentz did last year. How quickly people forget how good Wentz was. Justin, amen. That is the entire point here. And I think betting that Foles is going to have anywhere near this success somewhere else is a losing proposition. It's insanity. Now, what is this Payton story? You oversold it, so it better be good.
Well, I just wanted to see if you thought this was cool or just tacky or what. But this came out today, probably 15 minutes ago. So Sean Payton this afternoon went into the Saints locker room with the Lombardi Trophy on top of $225,000 in cash, which is what the Saints players' Super Bowl bonus would be. He set it in the middle of the locker room and yelled to the team, quote, "Y'all want this? Win three effing games." And walked out.
I love it! Yes!
I've got an erection.
This is so
How great is that?
Now, the only way it gets better is if he would have, like, quadrupled the player bonus and, like, had a mill. You know, I mean, the money's the money, but do better. Give your players a bigger incentive. You're a head coach. You've been here forever. How many millions has he got stocked away? But, yes, like I think it's a boss
almost
move.
Like it's a poker tournament where they have the cash sitting out there so you can see it.
Or better yet, you could just put, like, bricks of cash in every locker. I don't know. No, I like it. Why? Let me guess. The stupid media probably has a problem with it, right?
No, not that I've seen, surprisingly.
I think it's cool.
Although I'm reading some of the comments on it, and I love this. One of the first tweets back is, he must have never met Nick Foles in the playoffs before.
I got to tell you, I've gone from rooting for Nick Foles to wanting the Saints to bury him.
And yeah, there are other replies. There's a bunch of memes and whatnot of just Nick Foles.
That's great. That's good. Good to see I'm not missing anything on social media.
I love this.
That's a great story, right? That's an awesome move. Boss move.
I love it.
I don't have a problem with it.
Talk about how, you know, motivating your players. It's what you want.
Look,
it's simple. We know the Saints over the years have motivated their players with cash. We know that.
All right. Now, will you please, do we have to go back to that?
Part for the course with them.
Okay. You know what? Forget it. There's no point.
It's true.
There's absolutely
at least they're doing it in a different way this time.
You done? I'm just going to go to Thomas 97.1. What's up, Thomas?
Yeah, man, these NFL teams are crazy. Nick Foles is a product of a good system, number one. He already has the weapons around him. The team believes in him when he comes in that lineup. And it's like, oh, the one big difference I see with Nick Foles with the Eagles, Carson Wentz, when he came back off that injury, he focused more on Zach Ertz. But Nick Foles in that lineup, they have him utilizing all his receivers. And he's a common presence in the pocket, so he has experience. If you put him outside of any other system, maybe outside of Andy Reid, a coach that knows how to coach him, he's not going to succeed. Ask Denver how
Case Keenum.
What was the quarterback in Minnesota?
Case Keenum.
The same thing. I can't see it. I'd rather see him stay in Philly.
Well, no, I mean, look, no, but see, staying in Philly requires that they get rid of Wentz. You can't do that either.
They're not getting rid of Wentz.
Well, if they do, they're idiots. Okay. I think they're insane.
Exactly.
People are talking about Carson Wentz. It's like they never watched him play. Look, the whole premise, pick a team. What, Jacksonville? You mean to tell me you think Jacksonville's going to be better investing a whopping $41 million in the quarterback spot next year, the $16 they owe Bortles and the $25 they got to pay Foles? You're insane. How's Foles going to look when his weapons are Marquise Lee, TJ Yeldon, and what? The ghost of Mercedes Lewis? All right, don't work. Go ahead, give me another situation. Well, you think he's going to go to the Raiders and be sweet? Do you understand how good of a team he plays on right now in Philly? Do you understand? I mean, we've brought up multiple playoff games where he did nothing offensively and they won. Yes, the Super Bowl was electric. I loved it. I rooted for him. But this idea, you're going to take him off this team and next year he's going to be thrown to Cortland Sutton and all of a sudden it's going to be awesome. I can't.
But if he keeps doing this, we can't doubt him.
This is why I hope Drew Brees walks out to midfield and hits him with a brick.
What if Foles wins this game for
the
Eagles?
No, I don't want to think about it.
What if he just goes out and literally takes the game over?
I don't want to think about it. But you will be sickening. I don't want to think about it. I personally believe they're going to go to the Dome and get wrecked.
But the thing is, you can say the same thing about Wentz with that system. You famously have the stat of all the throws that Wentz has behind the line of scrimmage.
That was his rookie year,
or at
Mike.
The line of scrimmage.
That was,
you know,
his rookie year. I used that stat.
But it's still,
that's not fair.
It still holds.
Oh, man.
Still holds.
I can't fix people like you. There's nothing I can do. You are who you are. You are what you are. We will go to Rick 97.1. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
I'm watching smart people say dumb things.
Man, I'm with you 100%, man. You cannot do this. Don't do it. He's not going to win if you send him down to Miami, Tampa, Washington, Oakland, anything like that. He's not going to win. It's not going to be the same Nick Foles. Keep your money. Go draft somebody else, Herbert or somebody next year, man. Don't do it. A bad investment. Just look at Matt Flynn, who
look,
made what?
The history of free agent quarterbacks is very, very bad. Great quarterbacks don't hit the market. If the Eagles were absolutely convinced of Nick Foles, then they'll pack Wentz up and send him out of town. And if they do that, it gives Mike and David and people like them credibility. But Rick, I'm with you. The only free agent quarterback that I can think of that really, really, really panned out was Drew Brees. And you know what doctors told Drew Brees? You got about a 20% chance of ever throwing a football again. That's the baggage that came with Drew Brees when the Saints went and signed him. So we need to be very clear. People act like Drew Brees was just out there for the taking. The guy's labrum was held together by a tic-tac and two pieces of string. Free agent quarterbacks is a lot more Scott Mitchell than it is Drew Brees, or a lot more Flynn than Drew Brees, or Keenum. Like, come on, man. My team's dying for a quarterback. I'd go nuts if the Giants paid Nick Foles. That would be suicide. That'd be insane. Now watch, they'll probably do it because the Giants don't do anything I want. But I don't know
why you hate Foles.
I don't hate him. I hate people like you who've made me hate him.
All he does is win.
You know what you're doing with Nick Foles? You're turning him into Sister Jean.
This is what you want, though.
You made me hate that old woman. You forced me to hate her. That poor woman in her jumpsuit in a wheelchair. You made me hate her. People like you.
I didn't make you do that.
Sister Jean, this, Sister Jean, that. Sister Jean's why Loyola's winning. Hey, let's get Sister Jean's opinion on legalized marijuana. Let's get Sister Jean's opinion on politics. Hey, it's Sister Jean throwing out the first pitch at the Cubs game, even though she can't throw and she's wheelchair bound. Whatever. The woman couldn't lift her arm. She's throwing the first pitch out. You made me hate that poor woman.
But I'm surprised.
People like you.
You're not rooting for Foles. And this story.
Because
this is what you want. It's a D'Antonio type thing of just results. That's all he does is just get results. I'm surprised you're not in his corner.
I don't like him anymore either. How about that? Yeah. How about that? Yeah. When you have too much of a good story, you begin to hate them. Sister Jean was a good story. They're wheeling her out there. Oh, look, Loyola. I got a little scarf on. I've been here since the 40s. Nice story. And then the second game, we had to hear all about it again. Then a week goes by. She's doing SportsCenter with Van Pelt. She's out there with Stanford Steve talking bad beats. Then she's on CNN and Fox News. Then she's ringing the bell at the stock exchange. By that point, I started to hate her. People like you did it to me.
But Foles is just results, though.
Oh,
he earns the hype.
Oh, yes. My God. I have never wanted, honestly, Foles is turning into Michigan. Like, I want the Saints to go out and bury him where he stands. I feel like De Niro in The Untouchables is Capone. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want to burn his house down. I want Breeze to do the Capone to Foles. I want him to take a baseball bat and slam him to death at a dinner table.
No, see, I don't care about my prediction anymore about the Saints going to the Super Bowl. I want Foles to destroy the Saints.
God, I hate people like
win.
That.
Yeah. Big.
No.
Woo!
No.
Let's go, Foal.
No. I want the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Big
no.
Nick. Let's go.
Oh. Big stick Nick.
Then he can take him and his crucial region carry on, and he can get back on that plane.
He's a Spartan, too. Another reason why you should
he
like him.
He is not a Spartan. He left.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.